for my TV.
How do you feel about unions, America? You like them? Or do you think for too long they have negotiated some brutal deals that ultimately have cost us, believe it or not, in the long run? Well, guess what? The unions are front and center, baby, because there's lots of protests. Madison, Wisconsin, known for its bicycles. You couldn't find a spot to ride your bicycle around the Capitol during the day because 25,000 people were jammed around the Capitol and inside the rotunda to prove the point. We are here and we're not going to take it. It's not right what's happening, and we're going to voice our opinions. And we're going to talk about the gray areas in a government shutdown, in what happens in a place like Wisconsin, Ohio, and 38 other states besides those two where teachers are affected, and they're saying, screw it, we're calling in sick. You've got to protect us. Who has our back? So Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. We also have We Can Count on the menu. I think I can count, right? 1, 2, 3. I went to Catholic school. Fuzzy math. You know, you worry. You start to sweat. The nuns are breathing down your back. They weren't worried about corporal punishment. So you sort of did learn to count. They didn't like it when you used your hands, but everybody used their hands because they didn't want to count wrong. Let's just put it that way. All right, the other thing, too, to talk about, and this goes along with the government shutdown, the idea of the spending, and March 4th is the deadline because that was the budget extension. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, says, forget it, we're not going to extend that. If we can't cut the spending, then we'll do a shutdown. That's what we're going to do. The Comptroller of the United States, you knew there was one, right? I'm sure you don't know his name. Guarantee none of you know this man's name. Gene Dodaro says that there are at least 30 things or items, whatever you want to call it, on the high risk list. That's just part of what was released from the Government Accountability Office. And he was testifying on Thursday and talking about areas of concern where you've got misusing, let's say, or misuse of government dough. So this was part of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Of course, that's so much a part of the problem. Overlap, duplication. Anyway, here's what the comptroller said.
The 30 areas that we have on the high risk list right now represent tremendous opportunities to save billions of dollars, and if actions are taken appropriately to improve the performance and accountability of the federal government for the benefit of the American people. So they represent tremendous opportunity. A lot will depend on how successful agencies are in implementing the new Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act, which this committee sponsored and supported. And as you know, that act introduces a lot more rigor into the statistical nature of the estimates. It lowers the thresholds to make sure more things are reported appropriately. It requires corrective actions and identification of the causes of the improper payments, more rigorous reporting, accountability to be fixed, and it will also require recovery of those monies where it's appropriate and possible to make the recovery. So this legislation has a lot of potential.
Man, you can tell he's not a politician, can't you? Blah, 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 blah. But bottom line is he's saying we could save billions because we see where some of this duplication is. He's not calling it duplication, but that's part of what it is. All right, because it's budget, budget, budget all the time, and we're getting closer to March 4th, less than a month to go. Barbara Boxer and Bob Casey, two senators, introduced a piece of legislation that would not allow members of Congress and the president to get any money during a government shutdown. Wonder if they told Obama or his aides informed him, Mr. President, Michelle will not be able to wear that expensive dress. It's a government shutdown. If it's a government shutdown, then you're not getting your paycheck. So there is a shutdown looming. In fact, I didn't realize it was, I realized there was a threat, but now handicapping it with a few people, including Ellen Ratner, who joins us on America Tonight, and she's been covering Washington forever and a day, and says that her sources really peg it at 60 to 70%. That's high. So if Congress fails to pass a budget or a temporary funding measure by the 4th, baby, we are shut down. I hope you have money in a coffee can to pay the electric bill if you were getting money from the government. Or, let's face it, so many people in their heads when it comes to tax time think, I can't tell you. I mean, in fact, everyone in my world will say this to me. I'm getting money back. And, of course, I know what they mean. How much? $1,800, $3,000, $150. I'm just picking numbers out of the air. And they've already spent it. They're already using it to pay for whatever it is that they have to pay, whatever bill or whatever mortgage or whatever it might be that they're trying to get rid of, debt. So they've earmarked it, if you will, and they might have to wait for it for a couple of extra days because there'll be a little bit of a backlog. Well, speaking of waiting for some money, how about this? I don't know how many people actually realize this. Well, of course, we always give money to people to help them in their transition time. Do you know how much money we're giving to the U.S.? Raise your hand if you know. Anybody out there know? How much money are we giving to Egypt for that transition? Well, it's official. $150 million. Oh, we could have used that to help with this budget crisis. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, says that's how much is going to be thrown at the movement to replace Mubarak. And what she's calling it carefully is it'll give us flexibility to respond to their needs moving forward. Yep, $150 million for the transition. Well, they were going to get something. They had their hand out. And, of course, with what's happened in Egypt, we do have a stake in it. We do have a stake in it, believe it or not. All right, you might think that this is a good thing, or maybe not. Depends on your point of view when it comes to Afghanistan. Here we go again with California. Another rep from California, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, introduced legislation again, because she did this before, to set a timeline for the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. And it's called the Responsible End to the War in Afghanistan Act. That's a mouthful. It would end combat ops there by limiting funding to the safe, this is the words of the bill, the safe and orderly redeployment of all U.S. troops and military contractors. Lee, of course, voted against sending troops there in the first place in 2001, but has 46 co-sponsors on the bill, which she originally introduced last year. Good idea, bad idea. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
To chime in, you can do it through chat. Go to the website americatonight.net, you'll see it, or you can also hit us up on through the website too, email, same thing, Facebook or Twitter, and if you want to chime in, throw your 2 cents in other words, on the budget, because we could all be screwed in this one if you're waiting for checks from the government. Forget about it. They shut down, 60 to 70% chance of it. And how long is the shutdown? I mean, is it going to be like a lockout like the NFL? Oh, wouldn't that just be great? They have a lockout. Well, we can't have a lockout. If we had a lockout for like a month, what would people do? What would people do? How would you pay your bills? Think of all the people, because the baby boomers and how many are going on Social Security, meaning they might have a pension and other funds, but they need that money to pay for the cost of living increases that they didn't get. So I think we're going to have a lockout, ladies and gentlemen, a government lockout. But it might only be a day or two. If it were a month, oh, that would be disastrous. 800-259-5791. That's the number. You know the number now by heart, right? Sarah Palin, I'm going to throw this in quickly because she made some news. She's dancing around the 2012 thing. Palin says she's thinking about running in 2012. Handicap it for me. Seriously. Do you give her any shot of beating Obama if she were, in fact, chosen to represent Republicans? If she were, and who would be her vice president? If honestly, if somehow she got, like, who knows, who says, what if she did, what if she got the nomination, what kind of a shot do you give her against Obama? Rick in Illinois, your girlfriend Sarah Palin, she's dancing around the 2012 thing. I don't think she's really going to run, but hey, she's putting it out there. She's saying it's a possibility, and maybe she's going to really test the waters.
She knows she's going to get beat. Republicans know she'll get beat. They can't beat Obama, so throw her out there. Let her run. Who else are they going to get?
Well, what if they did? You know what? The one person now who's starting to get some momentum is the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, because he's so blunt. He's got that whole, you know, blunt thing working for him. Like, hey, these people can't solve the budget crisis. He just is calling people out. And he's doing that in New Jersey. That's how, by the way, he runs New Jersey. And we've elected governors to president before. Look at Bill Clinton. So maybe Sarah Palin would be the VP. I don't think so. Here's the deal. If I'm her agent, I'm gonna be real about this. If I'm her agent, people like her. She has a niche. She goes. I mean, there are people that like her. She has a niche. She has name recognition, so she can go and she's making a lot of money, millions more than she could have dreamed of. I believe. So she's out there talking, speaking, writing books, all that stuff. And it just keeps her name out there when she dances around the 2012 thing. So if I'm her agent, of course I want her to throw that out.
Yeah, but she's glad to answer why she quit the governorship right in the middle of being governor.
Well, right. So yeah, that makes it tough.
Yeah, she had to answer that. And there's something fishy going on there. But she never did say why she quit. So she's probably
to make more money. She went to make more money.
I think they got pictures of her when she's campaigning, men going in out of a hotel room or something. Who knows?
You're worse than me. Yeah, we've turned you into a cynic.
I heard that they're going to give Egypt $150 million.
That's right. Hillary Clinton is giving it to them, yes.
Where are these teabaggers at? How come they ain't putting a stop to that?
Well, because then... What they're going to say is, well, that's democracy, and we're churning the wheels of democracy.
Well,
but here's the thing, Rick, and especially because I talked about this last night, some intelligence information that I actually got from somebody in Egypt and telling me what was really happening with the crowds and what happened in those 18 days, and said be forewarned, there's big problems with Hamas and Hezbollah, not just the Muslim Brotherhood. And they may be trying to take advantage. That could happen. That's who might get in. So then we're supporting that government?
Yeah, because that Muslim Brotherhood, that's where the Hamas and
Al-Qaeda
come from.
Right.
You know, and they're worse than anything. And then why are we supporting them to get back in office? So, I think them teabaggers got to stop that, just like they did Boehner's jet engine he wanted to build. $420 million. They put a stop to that. So
yeah,
well,
that was good.
You need them. You know, take that $120 million, give it to the American people, help them out.
I agree. We're trying to find this money, and we're trying to cut the spending, so we don't have money. We have to say, I'm sorry. We wish we could help you, but we can't give you transitional money of $150 million.
Yeah, let them other countries go. They're giving. Money.
They're not going to. Yeah, oil. You're right. Hey, why does it let the Saudis help out?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
Other guys, countries got no oil, Libya and all them countries.
King Abdullah, go ahead, open up the coffers. Sell a wing of one of the 10 palaces.
He probably makes that a day.
He you're right.
That wouldn't be nothing.
Cutter? You know, and all the rich people they have in Qatar, can you imagine? I mean, come on. You're right.
Yeah, and Dubai, them guys down there.
Yes, Dubai is a great example.
Yeah, they got all that money. Let them help them out.
Yeah.
We'll just quit giving foreign aid and help the American people and get our country back on their feet again. So.
Yeah, we've heard that before. Take our country back.
Yeah, I mean, the teabaggers need to stand up and speak up. I think to get more people behind them, they just start doing stuff like that. But no, we're not going to help nobody but America first. Then we'll worry about everybody else.
All right, so let's throw that out there. Rick, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you take care.
Are we being isolationists if we don't help out? And see, and this is where it gets dicey. Not everybody in the Muslim Brotherhood is a jihadist, wants to kill people who do not agree with the religion and Sharia law, though look at Sharia law is pretty tough. But in doing more research on this, I'm sorry to say there's no question. The way it was originally presented, I can't even remember who it was now, they made it seem like, you know, Muslim Brotherhood, pretty good guys hanging out there with the Christians, and it's just a youth movement, a revolt, it's for democracy. When you have a guy like, and I've already said this, but I'm going to say it again, when you have a guy like Robert Mueller, who's the FBI director, who worked for a Republican administration and a Democratic administration, he's admired by the two presidents that he's worked under because he gets the job done, or he tries to get the job done. He tried to clean up the mess after 9/11, you know, tried to get the organizations to work together. And when you have a guy like him saying, oh, Muslim Brotherhood, watch out, ooh, beware, when he's backing off of these statements that, oh, it's not really, you know, it was never said it's not that bad of a group, it was said that, oh, Muslim Brotherhood, these are just really peaceful Muslims, many of them, shoulder to shoulder with the Christians in the street and whatever. And when you've got the FBI dude who gets all the intelligence saying, yeah, I'm not going to really say that. I'm going to go with him. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to trust in what I've seen over those two administrations and think, yeah, there's more to that. So now we cough up 150 for this transition, and you know why that is. I mean, come on, why is this? Part of the 150, it's like a bribe. Okay, we had a peaceful nation because Mubarak was there in Egypt, so it was good for Israel. It was good for positioning in the Middle East. So we got to curry favor with whoever might come in. And if we pony up this chunk of change, it's like we could just, if only we could have a big check and hand it to somebody and take a picture. But we make an announcement. Oh, here's the U.S. We're giving you the money. And then when whoever it is, Baraday, whoever it is that ultimately comes into power, which notice I say power because you could trade one dictator for another, then you're currying favor with him. Hey, listen, we were there for the transition. We didn't have it. Our country's in trouble. We're trying to figure out how to cut spending, but we wrote you that check. That's really what that's about. 800-259-5791. Hang through. We have some odds and ends for you coming up.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
We're going to check the mail, but before we do that, you know, it's really been a tale of a couple of different things. One, the budget woes, and will the government shut down? Because if I check, you know, how many of you are running around with these things in your pocket anymore? Everything is an iPhone or a smartphone or whatever it is. Have you said, does anybody in your world have a flip phone, by the way? You know, one of those cheap flip phones? My husband has one of those track phones. I won't even tell you what track phones are known for, but if you watch any of the cop shows, you'll understand. Because he doesn't use a phone. So why are you paying for big money for a phone? He hardly ever uses the phone. So most of you probably have this calendar thing on whatever it is that you use. And if I count the days, we are pretty close to a possible government shutdown, because a government shutdown could happen, well, the 4th of March would be D-Day, and the 4th of March is 2 Fridays from now. Yeah. So if you're getting any kind of checks from the gov, you might want to figure it out. Figure out when it's coming, because it could be delayed a few days. That's what will happen. Nobody will be working. The checks won't be processed. So it'll get lost in time. So if you're expecting something to come. I mean, that's the first thing I'm thinking. But of course, you may work for the government. How many people work for the government? A lot. Let's put it that way. Government jobs. Remember, it used to be, I've got a book somewhere, and we had somebody on the show. It's like this thick. And it was about government jobs and how to get government jobs and how they were so secure and you could retire. You would have a retirement and then you could still do something else. And these, a lot of these government jobs will be slashed. But also the people that are working for the government now, And for state governments, you see California, how they had to be furloughed to make up for the gaps, the monetary gaps and stuff. Hey, well, those people have families, too. And in planning, they'll be in that same position, right? So talking about the budget, the possible government shutdown and the spending woes, it's the spending blues. They have to cut. They have to just swing the axe, close your eyes, and take that cut. It was suggested, who was it that called us? Our pal from Michigan. Why am I drawing it? Tomas from Michigan, who said, and he was right, let's do a 10%, poof, just do a 10% cut. That would be one way to do it, and then maybe some of those jobs would be saved anyway if everybody had to take a cut. So Wisconsin, because of the budget cuts, the states are finding the same things. They're in the middle of an interesting march, because it is a march on the government. You have state troopers all over the place that have to guard the governor's office at the state capitol in Madison, because you got demonstrators like 25,000, no joke, that are protesting the governor's bill to eliminate collective bargaining rights for the state workers. And who are the state workers? Well, teachers fall into that category. So a lot of teachers called in sick. They had to close some school districts as a result. There are other states that are going to do the same thing. Ohio, Texas. Texas did it in the past. It was over a different issue. But you had Democrats that walked out, so they didn't even have a discussion on it. And I think this is because of what's happened there. You're going to see that that's probably going to spread. Here's what Senator Tim Cullen said about the Wisconsin budget and what's happening.
I don't think that the Republicans, the majority party, is going to change their view on the bill because the Senate Democrats are not here for a while. I don't object to the idea of protest because I oppose the thing as strongly as they do. I don't understand the end game.
The end game is we're going to try to not have a conversation about it. We're going to try to stall and get a little more time. 14 Dems, and that's what we're talking about, disappeared about noon. Just as the Senate was going to start to debate the idea, the measure, the bill, whatever, about the eliminating collective bargaining rights, about doing that. And it would have ended a half century of, or it could still, end a half century of collective bargaining rights for most public employees. So you think of the pay, you think of the benefits, all that kind of stuff. That wouldn't happen. It would be eliminated. And part of the problem is, and that's why the governor is suggesting that, because they would save money if they could do that. They wouldn't have the back and forth, some of the things that have happened in their history. And, of course, what's happening now, because they can't afford it. That's the problem. Speaking of not being able to afford it, Speaker of the House, Boehner, he doesn't want to be a senator. He likes being Speaker of the House. He didn't pull any punches, nor should he, because this was part of the whole deal of the midterm elections, saying that we don't have the loot, folks. What do you want us to do? Like I said, he didn't mince words. Take a listen.
Excessive government spending is hampering private sector job creation by spreading uncertainty, eroding confidence, and discouraging private investment. Come on, we're broke. We've got to make tough decisions.
Yeah, we got to make the tough decisions. So that means tough decisions have to be made. But what are those decisions going to be? And I think that people who work for the government, that's what they're thinking. Am I going to be one of those people that I'm out? I'm going to be out as a result of where we're at. And then you can look back and you can see where the ball was dropped in many cases, and it goes back to if we wanted to really make it simple, the fact that spending happened and there weren't balanced budgets, because we have to go back so many decades to get a balanced budget. And that's the deal. If it's not balanced and if you're continuing to spend, well, what do you think is going to happen? The same thing that happens in any of our own lives. Wouldn't you love to just throw caution to the wind and take whatever money you have and just go, woohoo, wee-hee-hee, we're off on a cruise. Let's go on a cruise. Let's go to the Mediterranean. Yeah. I'm not paying these bills, these stinking bills. I don't want to pay them. Forget it. We're out of here. Let's go. We'll figure out a way. I'll do something. I mean, that's it. Like drunken sailors. We'll just spend it all. We'll spend the loot. And, I'm exaggerating, but I'm trying to make the point. Eventually, somebody's going to pay. Eventually, somebody has to pay. And I guess now is the time to pay, and that's the deal. This is the time to pay. Because it has to be, they got to figure this out. They got to start swinging the axe. Sadly, for some, there's going to be people that are be lost in the middle of that don't deserve to lose jobs. But that's exactly what will happen, and they can thank it on years of not coming up with balanced budgets. That's the reason why. All right, this has really gotten under my skin, and I'm going to make this one of the big issues on this show. It already has been, but now I'm going to step really into the light on this one and push and see what I can do to maybe do some shows from the border, maybe go back to Washington and do some shows on this. But I feel for what happened to the ICE agent, to the customs agent, this Jaime Zapata, just 32 years old, killed by the Zeta cartel. And what happened is, it just makes you sad. There was about 15 or so armed guys. They were in two cars. They forced his Chevy Suburban off a highway. And this happened near Brownsville, Texas. It was on the Mexican side of the border, though. They forced him off of the highway and shot and killed him. And they also shot the other agent twice in the leg. And both of them identified themselves as agents, basically, hey, here's who we are. They were assigned to Texas, but they were on a temporary assignment in Mexico. They identified themselves as U.S. diplomats before they were gunned down, because there is supposedly honor and tradition that you don't target U.S. law enforcement. So they wouldn't, it's like, oh, okay, well, we're not going to shoot you then. It was a complete ambush. 90 bullet casings is what they took from that scene. To me, this is a dead-on game changer. It should have happened, the game should have changed before anyway. Because now the rules are different. Why would they attack them? They must have been looking for this. So it wasn't mistaken identity. They identified themselves. Something has to be done for real at the border about security. And I would not go into Mexico. If you're in Brownsville, Texas, I would not make that move to go over the border. So how sad is that? The two agents temporarily detailed to ICE in Mexico City. They were driving from Monterrey to Mexico City when they were attacked. I mean, that's just flat out wrong. So Janet Napolitano has her lasso that's getting pretty frayed as the Homeland Security Secretary, and partnering up with Attorney General Eric Holder. They have a joint task force. That's what always happens. And they're with the FBI trying to help find the killers in Mexico. So hopefully they unearth these scumbags. But At now the bets are off. I mean, there is no question. One, we can't put agents in those positions. And I'm sorry, they don't have guns. Do you think American agents in these positions should be able to carry guns? I think so. I wouldn't want to be an agent and go in there without a gun. Are you kidding? Because they're not allowed to do it. They don't allow it. The Mexican government doesn't allow it. Yeah, right. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Of we can count. How about this one? This is all kinds of wrong, I think. I get it. He said it was for religious reasons, but you got one high school wrestler, then you have another. That's two. And they were wrestling in Iowa, which in Iowa, wrestling is big. Oh, of course, wrestling is a sport that's big in high school, too. I mean, it's big in a lot of places in high school, so not just in Iowa. But what happened was a high school wrestler decided to forfeit a tournament match after refusing to grapple with a female opponent. He said it was a matter of conscience of his faith, and he didn't think it was appropriate for a boy to engage a girl in this manner. His name is Joel Northrup. He had to issue a written statement because so many people were asking about it. Here's the interesting thing. He's a state title contender. He's a 35-4 record. He's homeschooled, but he wrestles as a 112-pound sophomore for Lynn Mar High School in Marion, Iowa. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? up homeschooled, but he's a good wrestler, so we're going to let him wrestle there. No problem. The girl that he wouldn't wrestle was Cassie Herkelman, and she's a freshman. And what's interesting is she's from an area where we have listeners in Ottumwa, Iowa. So 20 and 13, that's her record. And there was another female in the tournament. Her name was Megan Black. I think Megan Black actually is from Ottumwa. She's 25 and 13, and they are the first two girls ever to qualify for the state individual tournament. And that tournament goes back to 1926. How about that? I could say foul, but I don't know. He said it was religious beliefs. And so if that's really how he felt, that he's fundamentalist in a different way, then, you know, to me it sounds crazy. But if he was that serious, he's homeschooled, you can't blame the kid. I'm sure the parents, that's part of his faith, and they said, you know, he doesn't want to do it. But I think it's ridiculous, and it's too bad. It's too bad for the girls, because then it makes it a big story, and then it becomes, oh, and, you know, they're in Iowa, in small towns in Iowa, and they like to do it. I'm just saying. I guarantee there's some of you out there that disagree with me. Because then you get into the whole issue of men or of boys and girls and separate sports, and really should they take each other on in that kind of sport, blah, 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 blah. So let's move along for We Can Count. You can send me your thoughts on that one, too, at americatonight.net, or you can blog them to me. Let's move along to something else, like fraud, Medicare fraud. Finally, a big crackdown on a bunch of cities. And this is something the Attorney General has done that I actually agree with. Should have been done a long time ago. But they're doing it, and they knew it existed, and so they're caught a few of the bad guys. I think they'll be able to prosecute them because they have documents and tapes and everything. All the I's and T's and all that are dotted. And that's the good news about the Medicare fraud, because the Medicare fraud has set a sad record. And that means more money down the drain. So 100 doctors, nurses, and healthcare people were picked up in a giant roundup on Thursday. Biggest crackdown ever in a single day when you talk about Medicare fraud. I guess they had no idea. They were blindsided what was coming their way. But this is, I think, excellent news, and there's more to come. All totaled, the false billings of the various people amounted to $225 million. Whew. 9 cities, 32 defendants. Here was Eric Holder's take on the fraud. He was happy.
The federal government is working aggressively to pursue health care criminals around the country and to bring offenders to justice. By improperly billing Medicare for more than $2 billion, these criminals have siphoned desperately needed public resources.
Yeah, desperately needed. That's the key word there. And he's right. So once again, ripping us all off. So we're the ones that suffer. And I'll tell you, some clever things were done to defraud that system. And then some just were never checked because of the billing is so crazy. Medical billing is insane. If you ever spend any time in the hospital, check your bill and you look at what you're, first of all, you look at what you're billed for, and hopefully you have insurance that it picks it up. But, man, oh, man, it's unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable what they charge, what they've gotten away with, and then you throw the fraud on top of that. And it's a wonder that the system didn't just completely collapse. Speaking of collapsing, there is a baseball player who has a tremendous bat, And if you know anything about baseball, because now we're into spring training, Albert Pujols is probably one of the best hitters out there. So he's at spring training in Jupiter, Florida for St. Louis, but he has no deal with his team. He has no deal. I'm sure it's very disheartening to the fans because without Pujols, this is a different team, and apparently they're just going to leave it alone. They wouldn't talk about the offer, but it was somewhere over $200 million. Pujols did talk to reporters, and he said that he kind of regrets that this all happened, but listen to what he said.
No, I won't re-up on that during the season, buddy. Because
what?
Why?
I'm sorry, why would that be a distraction?
Why? Look at this. You don't think this is going to be a distraction all year? Do you think, come on, man. Did I wish that something would have got done and we would have been talking about something different today? Yes, I wish, you know, but that wasn't the case. But that wasn't going to change any relationship that I have for this organization.
Yeah, so that's good. So it sounds like he's not going to have a lot of problems with it. He's just going to go through and then worry about it then. This guy's a three-time MVP and absolutely has one of the best bats in Major League Baseball. So they're not going to come to an agreement. They're just going to agree that that's not going to happen and move on from there. He did a 25-minute interview session because the reporters were, you heard him say, come on, man. And he just decided to answer every question he could to get it completely out of the way. He would be the high, I think it would be a record contract, or he still could get a record contract. Remember, Alex Rodriguez got $250 million. Pujols could get $300 million, depending on what happens. All right, here's our last we can count. It's a good one. It's worth it. The survivors of last month's shooting rampage in Tucson were honored at a ceremony citing their bravery and selfless acts, and that did happen. About 500 people went to the luncheon to honor those people because it only took minutes for Jared Lee Loughner to set in motion the attack outside of that Tucson supermarket back in the beginning of January that left 6 people dead and 13 others wounded. So I think it's good that they bring the people together and also just recognize them and to say, hey, you know, you did this or you did that or whatever. And bravo. And bravo to those people who acted, which they did, to try to help the people that were on the ground and to try to help the people who were sloughed off in corners and were trying to get out of the way, out of the sight of the bullets. You know how we roll here. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me. It's very simple. We just direct you to the center. The center of this show is americatonight.net.